Hi and welcome back. My name is Jack Register and I am your host for Finding the Zen Within, an anger management podcast for men. We're really glad you're with us today. Our topic today is going to be about rage and how rage actually shows up. And what does it mean when it shows up in the really extreme way that it can and can completely and totally take over our lives? Our podcast is not therapy. It is meant to be a discussion amongst men and those who love us about how anger has shown up in our lives and the consequences that it brings to us. As in all cases, if you're finding yourself in need of help, if you're finding yourself in need or interested in doing some healing work for yourself, places like Psychology Today, Therapy Den, and Open Path are all places where you can find helpers like me who can help walk you through the process of doing that healing. If you're struggling with thoughts of hurting yourself or someone else, please reach out to the National Suicide Hotline at 988. If you're an LGBT youth listening to this podcast and you're struggling, please reach out to the Trevor Project. They will help you. In today's conversation, we're going to talk about how rage actually creates consequences for men in lots of different ways. Rage shows up in so many different ways and creates such chaos that oftentimes men don't really even understand some of the ways in which it may take over their life. For example, physical aggression. This can manifest as hitting, throwing objects, or using force to express our anger. It generally has immediate consequences. But for many of us, when we get to that space of rage and quote-unquote Hulk out, we lose the ability to even understand that this is now what's happening. Often men will resort to physical and verbal aggression. We may express our rage through shouting, swearing, and name-calling. This creates a hostile environment around us, and our loved ones have to walk on eggshells. If you consider the idea that for many of us, this becomes the default way we communicate, that means that no one is really able to ever get to know us, to see us as we really wish to be, and we actually create fear. I've heard it said that a strong man is a feared man, but that man is also alone. And as the old saying goes, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Those men do not get to be the ones sitting on their front porch with their family near them, enjoying life and feeling love. They live a life of anger and fear. And I'll be honest, that's not a man I wish to be anymore. Some men will resort to the silent treatment, withdrawing, and exhibiting their rage through withdrawal and silence, leaving loved ones confused and hurt by their sudden emotional distance. This withdrawal can actually lead to walling off our emotional selves to the extent that we no longer have access to that, and it takes extreme amounts of help in order to break through those walls. And years and time gets lost when these coping skills become our strategy. And our families pay the price. We find that a low threshold for annoyance or irritability can lead to frequent outbursts over minor issues. This may look like someone being really upset and tore out of the frame, as the old saying goes, because the maitre d' sat them at the wrong table. That's not helpful. In psychology, we talk about what's called the window of tolerance. The window of tolerance is your capacity to deal with frustration and your capacity to deal with things out of your control. The smaller this window of tolerance, the more difficult it is for people to do anything positive in their life to create change. Substance abuse and addiction in general usually are brought in by folks as coping skills initially to help them numb out from these difficult feelings. And actually can make it even worse because they can lead to full-on addiction. So now the problems have gotten even bigger and snowballed into a much larger concern. We may see destructive behaviors that come about from the idea of recklessness, such as aggressive driving, engaging in fights, or damaging property, which puts us and others at risk. I've worked with men who get to this place where it's kind of like the efforts. They're like, they don't care what the consequences are. They don't care if they have to burn down the world. They will make their point. And my response to them is, you might do that and you might be right, but who's going to burn with you? your children, your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, your parents, the people who love you, pay the consequences for your rage. I've also heard it said that oftentimes as a generation, if children are not nurtured by the village, they will burn the village. And so sometimes our rage comes to us through generational means because what's going on around us is so confusing. And while that has some sociological elements of truth in it, when we allow our rage and anger to be the only way in which we respond to the world, the only response the world will give back is more rage and anger. Yes, at times we do have to stand up. We do have to fight. That's not what I'm saying. And fighting is sometimes necessary. The concern is, when do we hold the sword? When do we put down the sword? Knowing that there's a difference between the two tells us when we're at war and when we're not. We get to make the choice of what kind of world we live in. And the choices we make become the environment that our children and grandchildren grow up in. I find that when I am unable to contain my anger, the people around me start to pull away a little bit. The animals that I adore in my life no longer come to me on their own because they're scared of me. Uncontrolled rage creates monsters. And that's not something that we really want to become for other people. Another way in which rage shows up is passive-aggressive behavior. Instead of confronting anger openly, some men express it indirectly through procrastination, sarcasm, and stubbornness. This idea that this a push against the wall constantly, and that I'm going to push back just to make the point that I can. And this willfulness around, I am going to make the world pay for the reason why I feel so horrible, is a really difficult space to be. Emotional numbness as a defense mechanism. Some men may become desensitized to their emotion, leading to detachment from their feelings and the feelings of others. My friends, this actually gets us to a point where if you lose empathy, you actually start to become a scary person to be around, because those are usually people we call psychopaths. If you don't have the ability to feel empathy for others and understand that my behavior has consequences in the world to other people, that's a bigger issue. Those of us who are struggling with trauma, those of us who are struggling with the wounds of the past, have the right to express that fear and that pain. We are not responsible for who cut us, but we are responsible for who we bleed on in the future. So there is a popular culture rooted in the myth of masculinity that men have to be strong as a way of asserting control and expressing passion. However, unchecked rage leads to violence, damaged relationships, and personal distress. Anger is a motivating emotion. It helps to move us through something. But when it escalates to rage, it often overshadows rational thought and can lead to regrettable actions. Instead of being a tool for change or empowerment, rage also often perpetuates a cycle of conflict, reinforcing feelings of shame and guilt once the storm passes. There are some serious psychological and biological effects to rage. Cardiovascular issues due to prolonged stress, where we might even see someone have high blood pressure to the point of heart attack and stroke. Hormonal imbalances, because cortisol, or the stress hormone, actually floods the system constantly, and this can lead to all kinds of metabolic issues, diabetes, and so on. High amounts of stress and rage weaken the immune system, making us susceptible to diseases, infections, and autoimmune disorders. You can't live in a healthy space if your space is filled with toxic rage and fire. The neurological consequences of continued rage can actually alter brain functions, affecting regions that are responsible for emotional regulation, decision-making, and impulse control, or what folks like me call the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe part of the brain is the executive us. It's the us that says, hey, this is what I want to do or not do. GI problems are also really common, where we might see things around digestion, inflammation in the gut, and gastrointestinal problems because of unexpressed rage. People who can't stomach anymore what's going on around them. So I'll say this in terms of a story. I have lived with rage the majority of my adult life. I struggled with trying to find peace, and I struggled with trying to understand all the things going on around me. Rage was something that I felt like I understood. As a child, I held on to the comic book around the Incredible Hulk for years because the Hulk was someone that I identified with. All of the trauma and pain that I carried was the radiation that turned Bruce Banner, a smart, intelligent person, into a raging monster that did nothing but smash. There were times in my life where I would black out from anger and become so rageful that I would destroy everything around me. Jobs, relationships, friendships, partners, and so on have been affected by my anger. And at times it got to a point where I was so exhausted that anger was the only way I knew how to respond. But once I got into healing work for myself and got into healing communities and was able to truly express that deep pain that I had been carrying for so long, some of it mine, through my own experiences, some of it generational pain of my family, some of it pain of just being in the world today with so much going on that is incredibly overwhelming. Once that work started to happen and I was truly able to release all of that pain, the radiation started to subside. And I found myself filled finally with a sense of peace, with a sense of, I can let go now. I don't have to carry this anymore. Rage is a response over time to extreme feelings of injustice. There's popular things in social media that say your anger is what tells you that you were really loved and the love was violated by people's behavior. The feelings of anger are not necessarily inappropriate. It's what we do with them. What we do with our feelings becomes important. The old adage of, you're not responsible for who cut you. You are responsible for who you bleed on in the future, becomes really important. In my own journey in understanding rage and how rage showed up in my life, I was finally able to understand that my anger was actually a protector. It tried to keep me safe. So I made peace with the idea that the little version of me needed that big protector. And I granted my anger peace by letting go, and letting go of all the ways in which anger had dominated my life, so that I could live in peace and live in the idea it's not up to me to figure out all the struggles of the world. It's not up to me to understand the things I cannot understand. All I can do is take one step at a time in my own life, in my own direction. That's the only way I'm going to be able to do anything different as I move forward. So, my friends, what I offer you today is a conversation. Rage is something that we're going to talk more about. And in a future podcast, we're going to talk about the addiction of anger to the point of rage. And we'll mention Rageaholics Anonymous. I'm always interested in hearing what you have to say. Please go to my website, jack-register.com, if you're interested in getting involved in the conversation. Please feel free, on the homepage of our podcast, we actually have a link to a form if you're interested in being a podcast guest. We're going to be having episodes coming out soon where we share with people what others have to say about these conversations. And to hear from lots of different points of view, men and women who all work with folks and experience themselves the consequences of other people's anger and what that means for them. So, friends, take care of yourselves. And remember, we are truly in this together. Be well. Thank you.